Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. I'm sure you're familiar with the term burnout. When it's used in a workplace and workforce context, it means just feelings of depletion or exhaustion, feelings of overwork, increased, say, mental distance from your job, and feelings of negativism or cynicism related to your job. And finally, and often, reduced productivity and professional efficiency. We all probably feel a little bit of burnout from time to time, meeting the deadlines for an important project, working extra hours to try to get some important piece of work over the wall. It's natural that it happens from time to time in most jobs. Usually we can get past it. Usually we get a little bit of downtime, say, after a big effort and a big push at work, but sometimes we don't. And when we don't, or things seem to pile up, those things can lead to burnout. But burnout, until very recently, was just kind of something we talked about. But now it may be more important for workplaces and for HR professionals, because burnout is now a legitimate medical diagnosis, according to the International Classification of Diseases that's put out by the World Health Organization. This is the handbook that the organization puts out that guides medical providers in how to diagnose diseases. And while burnout in the workplace has been studied for a long time, from at least since about 1974, it's only now become an official diagnosis, according to the World Health Organization. And one, if this diagnosis sticks to an employee, could have some implications down the road for HR professionals. It could mean additional time off, disability claims, maybe even hostile work environment types of claims as well, if the conditions in the workplace are conducive to consistently creating an environment where workers feel burnt out. Work-life balance has always been an issue. It will continue to be an issue. But now, I think, with the official designation of burnout as an official diagnosable condition, it's something HR and business professionals need to look out even more closely. That's it from the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.